I just wanted to thank you very much for being where you are for 3 hours of my day.
I'm a new listener and already a huge fan.
You're calming for my soul.
Hey, hey, baby, can't you hear me calling?
6:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Financial planning questions to ask yourself. We'll get more on that from the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up shortly. Now it's time for Three Big Things. Sedgwick County parts ways with County Councilor Eric Yost, accused of violating attorney-client privilege. This was after an investigation of commission members by the FBI. Four people have died after a shooting in a parking lot in Chicago after a man pulled out a gun. This was all part of a domestic dispute between the man and the woman. The gunman also kills a doctor, a pharmacy tech, and a police officer.
One.
Monday Night Football last night. A huge shootout between the Chiefs and the Rams. Chiefs fall 54-51. Kansas City Chiefs are still on top of the conference standings. That's Three Big Things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Out there in traffic this morning, we've still got traffic volumes picking up out there. Not seeing too much in the way of big slowdowns out in the road. Something to be concerned about this morning, we've got some smoke in the area. I-135, 45th Street North, there was a kind of a scrapyard fire up there. Things could still be smoldering a bit, and so you could be noticing some smoke in that area. Again, that's I-135, 45th Street North. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
And we take a look at the weather forecast here on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Sunny sky today with a high of 51 degrees. Clear sky tonight, overnight low down to 33. Tomorrow on Wednesday, big travel day, sunny and 57 tomorrow. And then Thanksgiving, even a little bit warmer, high 59. Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky, 28 degrees. On our way to a high today of 51. KNSS News Time is 6:51 with Steve and Ted. And, of course, we're glad you're with us here on this Tuesday. Big travel day tomorrow, of course, leading into Thanksgiving. So we're with you for that. Let's take a look at a recap of what went on in the stock market yesterday.
The Dow lost 395 points to close at 25,017. S&P gave up 45 to close at 26,090. And the Nasdaq are down 219 points to close at 7,028. Worries about softening demand for the iPhone dragging down shares of Apple, with shares falling close to 4%. That in turn pulling down other big tech names today, including Facebook, Amazon, and Google. The latest report on home builder confidence showed sentiment was the least upbeat in more than 2 years. Rising mortgage rates, more expensive labor, and lumber subject to tariffs is adding to the pessimism. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 6:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And financial planning questions to ask yourself. What might those questions be? Well, let's see if our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, has those. I was going to say knows those answers, but I think he wants to say knows those questions. Well, now I'm totally confused, so let's have Don Grant sort this out. Grant.
Well, thank you, sir. Good morning. And if you ask yourself these questions, maybe you'll be able to come up with the answers.
But now,
it's not what they used to say on Kung Fu. It's not to get the answer, but to understand the question or something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, well, Ted, you know, in a perfect world, every worker would know exactly where they stand financially. They would have few questions, no worry, and a clear picture of their net worth, income, future needs, and how those needs will be covered. Unfortunately, it's not a perfect world. But we can get close to that by asking and answering the right questions of ourselves. Now, imagine yourself at age 61. Let's move it up, Ted. You're a little bit older than you are. The median age for retirement, that's 61. What would you do if you were forced into an early retirement? It could be from health problems that prevent you from working or makes you a caretaker. Perhaps it's a layoff. Are you prepared? What would you do? Would you move? Would you stay? Well, that's a good exercise that helps you focus on retirement preparedness at any age, not just the target age. What is your actual I'm prepared for retirement age from age 61 to 65 or just 4 years, but it can be a world of difference in preparing. What are your financial goalposts? That's another question. Consider retirement as a life timeline. There must be some goals to hit, like a bucket list trip, helping a grandchild through college, or a hobby goal, buying a boat, or giving your alma mater something. You know, it's a price tag for each goal, and you need to know that price tag, and are they covered? Next one is, would a 30% market correction be an opportunity or a threat to you? This is a stress test on your investment portfolio. Does a big dip mean time to invest more, or would it devastate your investments? This would be a true test of your risk tolerance. And the final question is, what keeps you up at night? This seems like a cliche question, but it's real, and we all need a good night's sleep. If it's money, will a solid financial plan help you? At least then you'll know where you stand. It can remove a lot of mystery surrounding your financial situation. Now, most of these questions can be handled with a solid financial roadmap. That's a plan. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, Don, those are good questions to ask. You came through for me.
Did you have some answers in the back of your mind when you were listening to the questions?
I was more in your kung fu state of mind.
Just trying to understand the question.
Yes, and then I'll start to formulate some answers.
Okay.
Is that acceptable to you this morning?
Well, as long as you're asking the questions and you are working, Grasshopper, towards the answers.
All right. I think that makes sense. Don, we appreciate hearing from you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Thank you much. That is our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A federal judge making a sentencing statement yesterday in Wichita concerning a bomb plot in Kansas. We'll have those details next. Big 7 o'clock hour on the way right here on KNSS.